You drive me crazy. Yeah. Freaky girl, you want a freaky girl, are you so freaky girl, you're falling love the now. Are you so freaky? Now, are you so freaky? Yeah. Touch my body, go make me happy. Do your freaky things just for him because you're puppy. You love the who's and us, they drive you crazy. Tell me you love me, but are you my baby?
Necessarily, they say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life. It's the morning veto on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
You're rocking with Matty Phillip on the morning detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Different vibe when I'm stepping in. Can't you see that I'm in my element? I might just decide to slide on my enemies. How can't you see that I'm in my element? I might just decide to slide on my enemies. I go along on a glide for the hell of it. I bring a different vibe when I'm stepping in. If a nigga ain't right, I'm correcting it. Everybody know for sure I'ma take it there. So close your teeth and dot your eyes when you're messaging. I never subscribe to guys on the internet. Living for the clout, telling lies to the press again. Better don't take me for the fool, I ain't never been. Don't bother with lies, I'm wise when I'm checking them. I'm redirecting them back to this endowment. Then you go see reality, go start arresting them. Feel I see them no here when I was telling them. But life real, I ain't living like the rest of them.
Yes, we are blessed, but it's harder to see sometimes. Trying to find my peace of mind. He said, how could you be so blind, baby? You just follow your dreams and live your life.
This life is the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. There's only one moon chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life. It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
And your family not going to always agree with you. The people around you not going to always agree with you. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take you getting away from people that's not like-minded. Mm-hmm. So that's the most greatest thing that it is to do.
Nobody
is believing yourself.
Hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs. There's only one moon chaser. Nobody is this hype. There's only one moon chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Can't bring music, Nappy Bowie. Baby girl, what's your name?
Yes. Good morning. 7:04 in the morning. This is the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chase to the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. Holiday weekend. Saint Jean Baptiste tomorrow. The number one francophone holiday all year long. We got work off. It's a beautiful day. A lot of barbecues, a lot of turn ups. Much about cities, the Morning Detour. Let's talk.
Close at 3. What's the chance of you rolling with me? She vibing, she rolling. She coming, not bowling, yeah. She tripping, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying. I gotta tell her how I feel. I gotta let her hear the best love song she's ever heard in her life. Oh. And now we got the whole stadium in la la, yeah. Oh, no. Now we got the whole.
Yes, Montreal, my city. 7:06 in the morning, number one morning show. You know how we're doing things. The Morning Detour. It's Saint Jean Baptiste weekend. And let me tell you something. Tracy Paul in the studio with us. I got the most amazing red carpet story. If I tell you the story, ended off with Late Twins, PK Subban, Wyclef, and T-Pain. How do we mix all these things together into one? I'm going to show you this morning. It's the red carpet episodes, The Morning Detour. We are live on YouTube and Facebook, The Morning Detour. The number one DJ in the country, DJ Maddie, the ones and twos. We are urban hip-hop. We are the streets. We're outside, 7:07 in the morning, Montreal, my city.
Pull up the thing too late. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the
cream. Montreal, my city. Trey Lamont, July 8th. Live show. You know what's going down. Make sure I get y'all tickets 18 plus. Trey Lamont, the homie. He may or may not be here next week. Birthday special. Weezy Moon Chaser. I must be an issue. We gonna shut it down 4 hours next Friday. The homeboy Trey Lamont live in Montreal. Showtime tour, 18 plus, 8 p.m. And this will be at Théâtre Sainte-Catherine, Friday, July 8th. So you know, we're going to the moon. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the number one leader in sneakers and clothing. We got cars, we got TVs, we even got ACs. Keeping y'all cool. Saint Jean about this weekend. Trey Lamont, the Morning Detour.
And I got smoke to the cream. Yeah, this a bunch of old twine twins. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. Gotta coming down like a river. That's dinner. You don't ever talk about feelings. Now you try to steal it. Hold it, bring it back, gotta wheel it. This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
Yeah, it's a bunch of old twine and twins. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. This that dog gotta see lit. Push it past the ceiling. This that dog gotta see lit. Push it past the ceiling.
Yeah, don't make me slide.
inside. Hey, but you tell me next Saturday's jump up. It's carnival. I don't know what's going on. I know next Friday we at the pop party. We at that Ross Power. We at that paint, oil, and powder. That's what I know we at next Friday. Whoa. It's going down, Montreal, my city, 7:09 in the morning. The morning detour, lobby boys. You know how we do things.
The one inside don't make me stop. And I'm hoping I catch him on lock. And it's only a matter of time. Bro to be out of his mind. Don't make me stop. Don't make me stop. Don't make me stop. Don't make me stop.
Money and power. We got the money and power. Know that the city is ours. Spin it again. Pull up with killers and robbers. Get your little homies devoured. Hey. Energy, energy, energy. I got that right type of energy. Hold up, let's take a little time, man. Shout out to all of my enemies. I ain't no regular rap. They know I live what I rap. Showed up in front of your girl house. She the one told you I'm that. It never mattered with that cause. Not even showing a back cut. Most of my homies is inmates. Most of my women is escorts. Like it or love it. They call me kissing a model in public. I'm on a 100. Hurry, sit, you're bugging. You only live once, so it's... Hey, they say me, how about the coupe? All of this shuri, I'm cute. Hey, I am the truth. The rollie is yellow, the diamonds is blue.
Don't make me fly. Pull up the one to God. And I'm hoping he won't be surprised. When I pull up the one to his side, don't make me fly. And I'm hoping I catch him on live. And it's only a matter of time. Pull to be out of his mind. Don't make me fly. Don't make me fly. Don't make me fly.
Yeah, we're feeling some of y'all wasn't outside. Some of y'all wasn't in the lobby. I'm telling y'all, next Friday, we going 4 hours. It's the Weezy Moon Chaser birthday special on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. We got Hall of Fame DJ, DJ Manny on the ones and twos. You know, we're doing things. We're kicking off San Jean back this weekend. This is that pre-barbecue mix. This is that pre-cookout mix. Hey! Tracy Paul in here with us. Oh, this morning's going to be epic. We even turned her mic on yet. We're paying by the hour up here. Ah! What a weekend I had, boy. Red carpet, big up Svetlana. We now call her Lambo. Lambo or Tisha, depending on how you're feeling, but she's definitely a Lamborghini. The more detail. Let's play one more song, man. We're going to kick this show off.
I'm back at it. Running through the industry looking for rap steady. God body, nigga, I master the mathematics. Yeah.
Ain't no love in this life, nigga. Get your money, live your life, nigga.
Just an emotion.
What's more, money or your life, nigga?
Get your money, fucker.
Keep your money, take your life, nigga.
Playing with
ain't
us.
No love in this life, nigga. Get your money, live your life, nigga.
You better get your money.
What's more?
I'm just sitting here playing the guitar.
City high. For that cleft.
Excuse me if you see me screaming.
Hold on, Maddie. You can't play this like regular music. The Honorable Wyclef, Mr. IED. You know, Tracy, he should have been president. You know, that's where you really saw black hate. When they try to block Wyclef. Richie S. from Shottas. I seen Richie S. from Shottas on Saturday. Hip hop moment in my life. Milestone. I was on stage with Wyclef. I'm going to give you all those stories in a little bit. Let's get that vibe, Montreal, my city. We outside, let's go.
Excuse me if you see me screaming. But deep in my mind, I'm only dreaming. Cause if I wake, girl, then you're not by my side. I feel like half of me is no longer alive. So please, shorty, before you walk out that door, booby, would you listen to my song?
If only I give you one last chance. With the devil, you can no longer tell. You got to be faithful, so we could be fruitful. Be to the block, my feet. I might listen to your song.
Ooh, before you walk out that door, listen. They said to run.
wrongs don't make it right. So if I'm wrong, I ain't trying to fight. I'm trying to have some dinner with some candlelight. Lay up in the bed and make love all night.
So puppy, I won't leave, maybe I'll just stay. Promise me that you'll do the same.
Girl, I'ma love you like I never loved.
Touch me like you never touched.
Yo, if you give me, if you give me.
Action Chip told me finish that Chewy Suspa. Okay, turn up my guitar.
They say I'm not Haitian enough. They say I can't represent cause I don't speak Creole. They, but my girl hates it, so I know why they mad at me. Montreal, my city. So we outside, baby. This is Saint Jean Baptiste weekend. Number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. It's a shame we don't come on from Monday to Friday. Wyclef, talk to me. Wyclef is looking young, DJ Maddie. I want whatever Wyclef and Pharrell is on. They were looking young and energetic. This is Open Letter. It's the Morning Detour. It's the Red Carpet episode. We got stories this morning. We in the building. Big Will. Trey Paul. Moon Chaser. I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice to hit that. It's me. We all live on YouTube and on Facebook. This is the Morning Detour. The General, let's go.
Hip hop guitarist. Stay on my Jimi Hendrix. If Tennisaw was here, he'd say, ticka, ticka, tack of my goal lane. She lay next to the gentleman. Sometime Glock 9. Sometime act 10. Turn me up whenever she lit. She sing a sweet song. Ka 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 kaleo. Hey, it's time to teach them, bro. Hey, they got to learn, bro. Real talk, Jay. I was with Bill Clinton on an Air Force One headed down to my island. I'm the
one they bought. Big up Toronto, I see you. Rico, I see you. Miss B, I see you. Atoya, Shanti, I see you. You know we're doing things, man. My dad. Weezy Moon Chaser.
Nancy Pelosi. I spoke in front of Congress fighting for my country. Once I decided that I'ma run for president, my whole life changed in a split second. Now I understand the hidden owl on the dollar. They'll never let a nigga have the power. In the final hour, I'm with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. Then felt my constitution got twisted with Sean's pen. Even my bandmate said I wasn't fit, but I could see the future. Nostradamus, they took me out the race and said I had no resident. But I'm so powerful, I made my man a president. Lost 20 mil when I decided to run. But I'ma make it all back with my next album. Who God bless, man, no man can curse. How worse can it get, man, I used to eat dirt.
Dirt.
Hip-hop guitarist, stay on my Jimi Hendrix.
Necessarily, they say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, you know, that's how we're doing it. It's that smooth transition. Trey Paul in the building.
Hey, hey, hey. Montreal, good morning.
Montreal, my city, is going down this morning, boy. Big Will in here. Big Will just touched that up. Pure white Hennessy. It's no games in here. I'm getting an echo from somewhere. I don't know. Somebody's
echoing. Good
morning. Okay, I'm great this morning. Well, Montreal, my city, 7:16. I know some of y'all are still in bed because everybody's like, listen, we ain't going nowhere. It's holiday weekend, Saint Jean Baptiste, man. Great, great, great weekend last weekend, man. Personal milestone for myself. But before we get into all of that, Tracy Paul back on the Morning Detail. I said Morning Detail. I had to see it already. The Morning Detail, I apologize. You are content, culture, creator. I don't know, a whole bunch of things. I just want to mix up the words sometimes in the morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantabulous, man. Big Will, your mic is on. Talk, Big Will.
What it do? Good morning.
Okay, so we're going to start off with Tracy's story this morning. So Tracy, what is really good, man?
I mean, first of all, I'm so stoked to be here with y'all, as usual. My highlight this week, because I'm waiting for you to tell us about your week, because from what I heard, it's been crazy. You got stories, but for me, it was pretty cool. I was home all week working. I started watching Top Boy, which been on my list for a while now.
All the shot-ups.
Yes. Have you seen it?
course.
Yeah? Well, I mean, it's a series that was canceled and brought back a few years back, for those who don't know, with some help from Drake, who is now an executive producer on the show. It's starring Ashley Walters, Kane Robinson, and a number of known English actors. I'm not going to drop any spoilers on you guys.
Drop all the spoilers. Listen.
It is
the UK The Wire. That's what it is. Top Boys, the UK The Wire. Very well. Very well done, fam. You mutt.
Anyways, I'm not. All I can say is, for those who haven't seen it, it's pretty intense. Like, I was holding onto my couch, holding in some tears at times. But yeah, it's a thrilling drama series. There are 4 seasons, so I'm going into season 3. I'll definitely keep y'all posted on that in the next coming week. So that was my week.
Oh, man.
Top Boy.
Oh, man. Can we talk about Top Boy? Maddie, give me a little switch up here a little bit, man. Give me a little switch up here. Let me talk to him a little bit here, my city. This guy's wild, man. Big Will here, man. He's shoddy, boy. I don't know why anybody's up here, man. It's a holiday. Nobody should be on the road.
I'm up, ready to go.
Okay.
Helping our community. That's what we do.
Let's talk to them a little bit this morning. Montreal, my city. I am the Kobe Bryant. I'm Montreal Kobe Bryant, actually. So much drama this morning. So do you guys remember when Puffy had come out with Making the Band? And there's this famous hip-hop scene. Everybody talk about it. There's a couple moments in hip-hop that's just... We never forget the time Ray J went up to Power 105, went crazy, talking about Fab and him, got crazy in Las Vegas. We'll never forget the time 50 Cent came out of his mind and really went after Rick Ross. And we'll never forget the time Diddy made those kids walk across the bridge to go get that cheesecake. Now, it always stuck with me because, I'm an entrepreneur. I love hip-hop. I love creating. And I always thought to myself, hey, man, I want to make it in life. And sometimes people in a higher position than you, people that go actually open doors for you, they'll make you do some stuff you might not really want to do. But when you do it, you understand it's kind of beneficial for you, right?
Of course.
So over the weekend, I kicked it off on Friday. Friday night, I went to the private party for the twins. Very beautiful night. Man, let me tell you something. The boys could dance.
It's
Tracy Paul. It's literally like the twins are aliens. It doesn't even make sense. First of all, how do you come up with all those different transitions and moves? And two, how the hell do you get your body to do that? This story's crazy. I seen a dude spin off stage. There's at least 10,000-20,000 people at this Maxim party. Spin his foot off stage on T-Pain set over the crowd and then roll back down and pop back up. I'm gonna get into all that in a second. So Friday night was crazy. Shout out to Yogi and all the Mandem. So those guys are aliens, but to see these guys perform live was crazy, Tracy. These are the twins. They've danced for Beyonce, Missy Elliott. They've been on Dance Revolution, all kind of dance balls over the world. It's fair to say that the twins are at the top or pinnacle of dancing culture.
Yes, sir.
So to see it live, I was like, man, this is amazing. I said, man, okay, man. This is my first or second or third industry party. I made it. We are in the building. I said, okay, it went well. Saturday night, I got the invite to the Maxim Grand Prix party. Now, let me tell you guys, Montreal, my city. If you don't know nothing about life, well, I did not know until I went to this party, Big Will and Tracy. The Maxim Grand Prix party has to be our most elite party that we have all year long. And I'm going to explain to you guys why. So, boom. Shout out to Calhoun and the agency. I'm going to get the name. I don't want to mess it up. So they hit up. They hit me up and they told me, listen, man, you got the media pass. So now, listen, man, more detail. We're a small shop. You know, we're like madmen when they transition from the first situation to the second iteration. We're coming up in the game. So she's like, so Weezy's been approved for the red carpet. You got a media call. Me, I don't know what's going on. But something tell myself, see, you know what? I'm going to put my sales brain on. I'm going to think a little bit. I take my camera bag. I said, you know what? My boy Fareed had lent me a professional camera. Let me bring that. So in case, I'm thinking to myself, in case I got to do the red carpet. I got some. I don't look crazy with my iPhone. We have celebrities. We have politicians. You have a professional race car drivers. You got influencers all here in the red carpet. You had models. You had TV actors. All kinds of things. So I said, let me not show them my iPhone. I get down to the venue. I forget my batteries for the phone. I'm over. I've been on the road all day. I'm mixy. I wasn't planning to be at this party. Shout out to the boy Mike Drone. Mike Drone got to get his flowers, man. Me and Mike Drone were the only 2 black guys on the red carpet. Mike Drone said, hey, listen, Weez, I have an extra camera for you.
Oh my.
Yo, man, listen, man, I wanted to hug the dude, but you know some guys is funny, but I wanted to hug the guy. No, but for real, I wanted to hug the guy. Because, yo, these are the moments, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have, you know, I had to do the red carpet.
Yeah, real is
to
real.
So I didn't know what was going on. So I get there, they're like, you know what I'm saying? We need Weezy on the red carpet. So on the red carpet, they have the... for once in my life, man, I was on the other side of the red ropes. Oh. It felt good to be on the side of the red ropes. All these peasants on the other side. All these onlookers. They couldn't be on the other side of the red rope. So the other side of Red Rope, they actually have a red carpet for us, the paparazzi, since that's where I am now. And paparazzi on the other side, they have the fancy F1 car. And they have this girl, they must have paid her $1,000. This girl in this over-the-top outfit, and she had to stand outside and take pictures with the celebrities. The whole time. Last Saturday was pretty cold. So from 8:30 to 11, this is what I did. This was my walk to Brooklyn to get my cheesecake. So they're like, Weezy, you're on the red carpet. I'm not a photographer. I didn't go to school for that. I'm not Mike Jones. I'm not Large Lifestyle. What, you know what I mean? What am I doing on the black? Somebody drone gives me the camera, and how this works is that somebody passes with a name and say, Big Will is coming, and then you'll take pictures of Big Will. I'm not a photographer. Yo, I was in the mix, Big Will. You know, you got to fake it till you make it.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, look right here, okay, over here. No, one more. All the pictures are horrible. All the videos, I'm out of focus, I'm off the wrong angle, I got heads in my shots, it's blurry in the right corner. I do not know what is going on. So one of the highlights of this, they're like, well, hey, listen, Wyclef and T-Pain are going to hit the red carpet. So I'm excited. I'm holding in my pee. I've been outside for 4 hours now. This is the longest cheesecake walk of all times. Wyclef, you know, the anti-establishment person that he is, he doesn't come in from the right way. Wyclef comes in from the left side. Everybody's coming in from the right. This dude looks like he's still 31. I don't know what kind of Jumu soup he's drinking. I don't know what kind of jewelry he's on. I want the Wyclef treatment. Wyclef came from the other side. We lock eyes instantly. It was just me and Mike Jones on the red carpet. The only two black guys. Everybody's from like real reputable like media outlets. Dudes are talking to me like I've been a paparazzi my whole life. I'm making small talk with all the other photographers. Hey, is the first time you did this event? I'm like, yeah, man. That's the first time here. Yeah, me too. They're all kind of stuff. Hey, do you know this guy? I'm like, yeah, that's Wyclef.
Oh, my God.
That's the general. You know what I mean? If you're Haitian, you want to meet Wyclef. It's like meeting the Pope and you're Catholic. Like, this is what we do. I felt that, listen, man, what an experience. Wyclef locked eye with me. Wyclef said, yeah. I said, yes, Wyclef, I'm here. few wanted me here, but I'm here. Shout out to Svetlana, man. I got to get the agency to do my shout out, man. So Wyclef comes and goes, very, very charismatic. I said, man, you know what, sales? I'm good, man. I met Wyclef. I did the red carpet, got my first industry night. I'm beautiful this morning. Good. It wasn't enough. We had to take it a step further. So Atlanta Lambo, she's from another planet, I'll tell you. Anyways, we go inside now. Now, when you have the media pass, you're on a different kind of level now. We passed all the regular peasants that paid over $100 for their tickets. And now I'm in the VIP, where people spend, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $20 for the cabanas. You know, you have pioneers of industry in there. It was like a Kanye music video mixed with Fabulous. You had people flying down, dude, acrobatics from the ceiling.
Okay,
you had futuristic people with veils and diamonds. I thought I was in a Janet Jackson video shoot.
Okay.
You had the sports car. I didn't even know they even make this car. On the water. On the thing. And then there was a bridge to go to another bar. They had the heaters by your cabana. When you spend $20, it's a different kind of thing. And still, that wasn't enough. We kept walking further. Now the entourage that I'm with, I'm with late twins, for Atlanta, her husband, a couple other people. Now we're still walking. Now I'm like, okay, listen, I've been black 35 years. They're definitely going to stop us at some point. I'm starting to pass people that, you know, that are a little bit more ahead than me. Like, I'm passing Ricky D on the right. I'm passing boxers. I was like, whoa. You got to start checking your car. I'm like, God damn, did I get a promotion? How did I get so on? Now we reach the back. We're at the entrance of the backstage. I've watched one of my favorite movies, the backstage, the Rockefeller movie. They went on tour, one of my favorite movies in the world. I always want to be backstage with the artists in the mix, be with the stories. So for sure, I'm like, yo, listen, they're going to stop me. No. We go further. Now I'm backstage, I'm following the crowd. I don't know what I'm doing at this point. I'm just following people now, Tracy. We get to the side of the stage. Someone, okay, they're going to stop me. I'm not performing. They told me I'm doing the red carpet. What's going on? We on the side of the stage now. Now I'm going up on the stage.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm going up on the stage.
Oh, wow.
I'm just following people. I don't know what's going on. I'm starting to sweat. I got the camera bag that I brought as a prop. Now I'm starting to feel a little warm because my bag is hitting all these celebrities as I'm walking through the crowd. I'm looking down at everybody like peasants now. Now I'm on stage at the Grand Prix Maxim party.
Nice.
And Wyclef is on his knees.
Nice.
Playing his guitar backwards. Talking about Maria.
Wow.
Now, if that wasn't hip-hop, I don't know. So, I'm that close to Wyclef. I'm wild out. I see this gentleman. I think it's this hype guy. looking kind of scruffy with a yellow bandana. I don't know who these guys is. I'm just so enthralled in the moment, Montreal. I said, this is hip-hop. If you came up in the hip-hop culture, how do you not feel the way when you're on stage with Gone Till November? That's Richie S from Shatters. That's Wyclef, man. That's Fugees. So this happens. Wyclef finishes. I said, man, listen, you know what, guys? I'm going to go home, man. You know, I'm going to go home and tell sales about, you know what I mean? Talk about my spoils of war. One about to tell you is one of the best moments of my life of all time. I can stop radio right now. I've experienced this. So you come off stage. Now we're in the backstage. My first backstage experience. So all the celebrities have these boots that's kind of like curtain off. Somebody comes with like 100 boxes of Puffs. Shout out to Puffs, man. I ain't take no Puffs. Me, I don't eat in public. I want to stay clean. The alpha got to stay fresh. Shout out to Shondell, DJ Kids. Alpha got to stay fresh. Don't do that. I look down the hall. And one of the crazy moments of my life, Tracy Paul. I see Lay Twins, Wyclef Jean, T-Pain, and PK Subban. You know, I'm not a forceful brother. You know what I mean? So I ain't going to run up to him. But just to be in that moment and to see these guys hugging up on each other, the Twins hugging up T-Pain. And what a wild time. So T-Pain comes down the aisle. So Atlanta greets him. You know, they know each other. And she goes, hey, listen, this is Weezy Moonchild. I said, this is the livest host in the city, man. I said, Mr. T-Pain, threw my hand up because I'm thinking about the Young Jock story from DJ Flash. So I threw my hand up. I said, how you doing, Mr. T-Pain? I'm Weezy Moonchild. He said, right, right. So as I'm doing this, Svetlana's still hyping me up on the side. He's like, yeah, da, da. He's like, right, right. And the only thing I ever tell, this is the only thing I say to T-Pain. I say, T-Pain, let me tell you something. I'm the only nigga playing your music in the city. T-Pain goes, we got to talk. It was that, man. Great, great, great weekend. Then I got a chance to see T-Pain and the Lay Twins perform on stage. T-Pain, no DJ, no background vocal, just him by himself for an hour. Super energetic, one of the greatest times of my life.
People sleeping on T-Pain. He's talented.
I don't know who's sleeping on T-Pain. Do not sleep on T-Pain. T-Pain's real serious, really cool guys. Wyclef looks young, just like Pharrell. It's a crazy day, man. You know, I got a shout out this girl. Oh, what a weekend. So that was that.
Damn, that was some crazy, crazy stories. I feel you. I'm really happy for you. It definitely is a moment to be surrounded by people that look like you, that are celebrating you, and that, you know, witnessing those moments makes it very.
But listen, man. Yeah, man. It was definitely a cheesecake moment at that point. even though I met all these dudes, what really kicked me is the fact that I had no idea what I was doing on the red carpet. And they literally let me there from 8:30 to 11. Well, now, it doesn't matter if I tell the joke now because I done did it now. I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Goddamn, what a night.
But now watch next year. We're going to need you. And then the third year is going to be completely something different.
What I want next year, I want to be one of those people. There's people at both ends when the celebrity comes and you can actually interview them. Okay. Shout out to Bruni Sirin. I saw Bruni Sirin and his wife. Him too, he gave me the nod. He's like, oh. They're surprised. Like, oh man, there's a brother here.
Oh, for sure, though. That's dope.
I was wearing Nikes I'd never seen before. I got from Shondell. I don't know what kind of Nikes they were. I want to shout out the agency that brought me in there. if my IG won't stop messing with me. But we got an amazing show this morning. We got Chelsea Buchanan. Chelsea Buchanan has a beautiful event planning company. If I could pull it up here, everything's all over the place. I almost missed the show this morning. Lundy's Prop Shop. So she's coming on at 8:00, God willing. And then at 8:30, we got a meditation guru, author, poet. My man, Fimo Mitchell, be coming on the show. So, let's play one song. Let's play one song, some commercials. And when we come back, we'll try to do some news. Rhythm and Brunch, 9208 agency is going to call us up. Rhythm and Brunch is happening this Sunday, hosted by yours truly, Weezy Moonchaser, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. And it's brought to you by 9208 agency. So, let's play some music. When we come back, we'll do a little bit of news.
Some troubles that these drugs can't fix. We must struggle because life's up. Ain't you happy when your words get rich? Blow my money cause I'm begging. Got some troubles that these drugs can't fix. We must struggle because life's up. Ain't you happy when your words get rich?
I just lost my house to the drought, ayy. Now I'm staying on my mama couch, ayy. Tell me get a job or to bounce, ayy. Never paid a bill, I cop an ounce, ayy. I can spend a 20 on a dub, but I can't even spend it on some shit that I really love. I need some TLC, but bitch treat me like a scrub. I gotta drive my mama car to pull up to the club. Ain't nothing left to do, but now I gotta hustle. I got it out the mud and then I did it out the muscle. Maneuver through the game, I put my n***s in the huddle. Now we all just running rounds and fitting pieces to the puzzle. My
got some problems that the music can't fix. Whole squad, everybody on.
Get on my dude.
More money, more problems, and we lit. All my exes texting saying I ain't fit. She said get the bag, go and be yourself. Pretty bitch say I need to be myself. When I was down bad and I needed help, passing by me on the street, you should have seen yourself. Yeah, how did you not remember how it was then? Now all of a sudden I got a cousin.
And then I did it off the muscle. Maneuver through the game, I put my n***s in the huddle. Now we all just running rounds and fitting pieces to the puzzle.
Babies presents A Barbecue in the Park on Jean-Baptiste Day, Friday, June 24th from noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Côte Saint-Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue and jerk, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides and homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $18 or less. So come out and enjoy the outside with Baby and the crew, Friday, June 24th at Mackenzie King Park.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardot. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guests in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Babies presents Water, Soca, Powder, Fet at After Carnival Parade Lime, Saturday, July 2nd from 3 p.m. to midnight at UNIA Hall, 2741 Notre Dame, corner of Atwater. This is an indoor-outdoor bacchanal. Bring your water, flags, and powder. Food and drinks on sale. Music by DJ Jason, production sounds, DJ Blaster, and guest DJs. Tickets only $10. That's Saturday, July 2nd, 3 p.m. till midnight at UNIA, 2741 Notre Dame. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
We try to get a little mic technical difficulties this morning. Munch on my city, 7:30 in the morning. We do a little news and we'll do a little community updates as well. So Legault says he's against multiculturalism because not all cultures are equal. It's the craziest province ever, man. The prime minister we have is wild, man. He goes, we prefer to concentrate on what we all interculturalism, where we have one culture, the Quebec culture, and we try to integrate newcomers, the premier says. The madness is crazy, man. So ahead of celebrations of Fête Nationale, Premier François Legault said he's against the idea of multiculturalism, saying it's a threat to the French language and Quebec culture. Now, at some point, the CAC and all them are going to let us know what is Quebec culture, what are we trying to preserve, and what is at risk of being erased. Quebec is going to lift its mask mandate on public transit, but not everyone is on board, so masks are still mandatory in hospitals, long-term care homes, other healthcare facilities. So as of Saturday, public transit users in Quebec no longer have to wear masks. But some Montreal's like Tofan said they'll be masking up for the foreseeable future. which is crazy. You know, man, listen, if you want to wear your mask, man. Like, you know, man, if that's how you feel comfortable, that's what it is. Six Quebec ERs to be partially closed. The ops to I can't even say the OBS, the OBS unit and the neonatal care scaled back this summer. So six emergency rooms across Quebec, about 1 in 20, will be partially closed this summer. It's part of a series of temporary service cutbacks the health ministry is making to adjust to a shortage of workers, and it's also asking Quebecers to help out by not going to the ER for minor problems. Listen, people are going to go to the ERs for whatever. So the affected ERs are Urgence La Métis du Bas-Saint-Laurent, de Fortierville, on Mauricie Centre du Québec. Where are these places, Big Will? You have Quaticook et Urgence de Windsor en Estrie. And you have Urgence de la Chine à Montréal. Well, we know that one. Who goes to the Lachine Hospital? I don't know. And then we have Urgence Témiscamingue et de Kipawa on Abitibi Témiscamingue.
But you know what's crazy? It's the fact that, like, we have a shortage of staff in the hospitals, in schools, in the airport, but we're still having a bigger budget for the police. So I'm just going to throw this in there.
And shout out to the Montreal Ring. You know, they laid it out. They didn't put it up yet, but it's been laid out. So all your money's going to there. It's all about the wing. The trial is going to begin for the man accused of killing beloved L.A. rapper Nipsey Hussle. Yeah. So late Wednesday morning, L.A. County Deputy Public Defender Aaron Jansen admitted during his open statement that this client had killed Hussle. But he said the attack was a crime of passion rather than premeditated murder. So I guess that's what they're going to debate in court. And they're saying black people over 65 are far more likely to die from pollution-related disease than white seniors. So a new report shows black Americans age 65 and older are 3 times more likely to die from disease related to pollution exposure than white Americans of the same age. So the analysis released earlier this month by the Nonprofit Environmental Defense Fund, the EDF, suggests that current air pollution levels result in significant premature mortality and morbidity nationwide. But the health impacts are disproportionate, felt by black people, Hispanics, and those living in property. Goddamn. if it ain't the man, it's Mother Nature. If it's not one thing, it's another. So it offers comprehensive evidence on the consequences of environmental racism using census data and previously published peer-reviewed research on the effects on air pollution in Medicare-reliant. Great news, man. We finally have a dictionary, man. You know, they should have called me sales. I would have added some words. Oxford University Press to publish a dictionary of African American English. So that's what's going on. So Oxford University Press and Harvard University are collaborating to create the Oxford Dictionary of African American English, the ODAAE. So Henry Louis Gates Jr., director of Harvard University's Hutchinson Center for African American Research, will provide editorial guidance to Oxford as it develops a dictionary dedicated to African American vernacular English. So listen, man, man's them will make the cut. Oh, I'm pretty sure man's them will make the cut. Trust me.
I'm finna seeing that.
Yo, listen, a lot of them are gonna get. And, more madness. Unrecorded mystery. Scientists find 66 million year old football sized egg buried in Antarctica. Yo, everything's coming up. Listen, we about to be at the intersection of Jurassic Park, a Jason Bourne movie, that Matt Damon movie where they ran out of air in certain places where the wind was killing you. It's about to get crazy, I promise you. And Montreal Lachine Canal is hosting a 3,000 person Terrassa Musical Festival this week. So, Jinguette du Sud-Ouest kicks off on June 23rd. Oh, it already kicked off yesterday. So, Montreal Lachine Canal is bringing back a popular summer music festival this month from June 23rd to 26th. La Jinguette du Sud-Ouest will celebrate its return at Parc de l'Ancienne Cour du Triage. With more artists and a higher capacity terrasse, more than 3,000 people will be able to partake in the festivities that feature live music, colorful drinks, and delicious snacks. Now, boy, we in the streets, boy. We need your gigs. So, Big Will, you got some events for us, and then I'll add on to that, and then we'll play the great interview by the Wildin'
group. Definitely, for sure. Actually, shout out to Wildin' Brothers. This weekend, where I'm going to be over at the West Island Black Community Association's 40th anniversary, which is dope. And Cliff and I actually, Big Will and friends.
Who's the friend? So, Big Will, give me that story. Where did you hear about the Big Will and friends joke?
Joan hit me up. Joan, Miss President, that's my people for the show. And I heard the Big Will and Friend joke. Hilarious, whatever, that's what it is. Cliff and I, you know, we've gone back for many, many years, and that's what it is.
No, but you got me, you got Cliff. We just want to know who's the team.
On the team, we have DJ Bobby Payne, resident DJ. We have Food Bias, which is Chef Simon and Jessica. Sign Dragon is basically our photographer. And Sells works also as a consultant.
Okay, that's what's up,
so
man.
We got a whole team behind it. Basically, a lot of people are in the cut, but no, that's the thing. We're, We've been at it for a while. And, yeah, we're able to donate a 55-inch smart TV.
Yeah, I want TVs.
No, for sure. that's what we're able to donate and everything. And a lot of the comedy shows that you guys support, that's those funds we actually recycle back into the community.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
And now the next big show, I mean, you already have your table and everything. I've seen your name on there. But July 22nd,
yes,
the 6 o'clock show.
Yeah.
That is going to be hilarious. And should we drop a couple of artists? So basically, nobody knows who the lineup is. And that's the beautiful part about it. People purchase tickets knowing that we're going to give them a great experience. The 9:30 show is sold out. For the 6 o'clock show, just to let you know, exclusively on Morning Detour, we have Big Norm coming back.
Okay, that's what's up. We're
flying in Akeem from Vancouver.
That's y'all moving now.
We have Will Del Vecchio coming through, amazing comedian. We have a lot of big names. The rest of the names, we'll drop them probably the next. But already there, those are like three headliners right there.
No, you got some time.
Akeem is taking time away from his Netflix production because now Akeem is a movie star.
He's in the joints now.
A movie star, so he's coming back home for that show. Big Norm all over the place. Actually, Big Norm has a show also next week, June 30th in Montreal. So make sure you guys go support his show. And then July 22nd in Montreal for a show in the West Island. So make sure you go and get your tickets on funnybynature.ca. Funnybynature.ca. Or you could call me directly, 514-434-4426. And you were talking about the Wyland interview. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand. Like, the relationship I have with Wyland brothers, basically, like, master and student. Because keep in mind that those are my big brothers.
Okay, you're OGs.
Yeah, those are my OGs. Like, for instance, like, how could I say, like, we all went to the same high school, and I used to see them as my OGs.
Okay.
And a lot of the stuff that I do and the support that I get are from Wyland brothers and whatnot. And even when it comes to putting on events, like, hey, what would Wyland do?
Yeah.
So let me make sure when it comes to that customer service. So shout out to Wyland Brothers, definitely, man.
Nah, man, great interview. Also, I got a shout out, man. consultant for the show RG Music is his birthday. Him and his twin Greg.
Yes.
It's their birthday over the weekend. So shout out to all my cancer people. Yesterday, friend of the show, Portia, was her birthday. So cancer massive. I see you. Y'all know. Next Friday is the last Moon Chaser. We're gonna shut down the whole city. We're playing 4 hours of my choice music. I've handpicked all the music. It's a lot of Future. It's a lot of Kanye. No, once again, it's a lot of Future. It's a lot of Drake. It's a lot of Kanye. For 4 hours, we're going to shut down the city. Next week, we have a slew of important people coming to show some love. So it's going down. Much of my seat. Let's go into this great interview. The Wyland Brothers, they have... we have to play some commercials, then we're coming to Wyland Brothers. Wyland Brothers have a great event. Everybody sold out. DJ Puff and all that. That's on July 17th. But they have a cabana pool party on August 21st. So make sure you get tickets for that. So that's the Wyland Brothers, the Morning Detour.
On Friday, June 24th, St. Jean-Baptiste Day, StarCamp Cultural Association, A La We Family, and Oh Boy Ware cordially invites you to the 3rd Annual Family Day Barbecue in the Park.
Family, I miss that family.
1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Park LaSalle, 10661 Victoria in Lachine. Free food, live DJs, games for the kids, dominoes, raffles, StarCan membership sign-up, giveaways, and more. Family Day Barbecue in the Park on Friday, June 24th, St. Jean-Baptiste Day.
I'm moving up here with me, family.
Montreal, it's time to take you back in the days when dance was nice. On Saturday, June 25th, all roads lead to 4065, John Talon West, as the Jamaican Association Montreal presents Retromania.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
Retromania, a night of good vibes and good music. Admission $20 all night long with your musical ambassadors, James Bond and DJ Nicholas. This will be a night to remember. Retromania on Saturday, June 25th, 4065 John Talon West, Montreal. Get ready.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes, yes. Montreal, my city. This is the highly touted interview. Everybody wants to get down with these guys. For years now, these guys are going to go down in event planning and party hall of fame. They've done some of the most epic events of all times this summer. It's going down. July 17th, it's sold out. I don't even know why I'm even advertising it. Sunset Vibes. Not only do they have Who Kid, they said, you know what? We're going to get one of the most electrifying DJs in the world, DJ Puffy. I need the interview, by the way. They said, you know what? We're going to get the most. I haven't been to a girl's house yet that when I go, she's not playing Oso City. This dude's dancing on the beach. The Wailing Brothers said, you know what we going to do? We're going to bring everybody together. Sunset Vibes. And then on top of it, you guys had the audacity to be like, you know what? We're going to do a Cabana edition on August 21st. The nerve of the Wailing Brothers. I want to welcome Larry and Rick on the show. How you guys doing?
We're good. What an introduction, man. How's it going?
Boy, it feels good to finally meet the architects behind some of the greatest parties everybody keep talking about.
A few of them. We're missing a few vital pieces, but, you know, me and Larry are here to represent the Wailing Group.
You guys are very elusive. My researcher was trying for 5 days to find information on you guys online. I don't know who you guys think you are. I get it. You want to do the event. You guys want to be like the man in the iron mask. Show yourselves, okay? All the other promoters are celebrities. Show yourself. Everybody's been to a Wailing party except for me. I'm the last on the boat, and I'm half Haitian. Sunset Vibes is sold out. Weezy didn't get a special invite. I should be interviewing everybody there, but we'll talk off air. I'm going to try to get a ticket to the Cabana because I want to experience these events. But for a long time, you guys have been doing really, really creating this vibe. I think you guys are a great intersection. I'm talking about the Wailing Brothers, you guys' whole corporation. I think you guys are a great intersection between classy and an urban night party brought together. When I look at your events, I feel like I'm at a 40-40 club. I feel like I'm at a Rock Nation brunch. But you guys are Montrealers bringing this vibe. And some of the, let's be honest, some of the prettiest women in the city go to your events.
Oh, yeah.
So let's open up here with the obvious. How did you guys get started with the events and get into this whole, I'm going to create the baddest vibe for people to party at?
Well, first we started this, with three of us in 1996. We created a show called, give me a second, let me just remove the notification.
I'll make you famous.
I'll make you famous. It was like a show where talents from Montreal could come and show what they have. Like it could have been step dancing, rapping, R&B, dancing, like anything. And then from after that show, the next summer, we're like, oh, listen, let's try to do a party. And we did our first party at Concordia Reggie's, which was word to mouth. People had beepers at that time in 1996. So we would have paged people to call one number, and that number was a vocal saying that, listen, you are invited to Reggie's at this time, this date, and all the DJs from Montreal were going to be there. So we ended up with 1,000 people outside, and only 200 could have fit in Reggie's.
So what do you got to do with everybody else? You guys have been doing this since 96?
Yes,
sir. You guys are a staple. You guys come from the Patriot. Well, it could. We're going to have to do a documentary on the Wailing Brothers. Like, what's going on? You know, so, Big Will's going to whisper in my ear a little story about you guys later. Well, no, we'll pay the bills for now. And Big Will's going to give me some jokes after in my ear. So since 96, what was the initial vision? Like, you know, I get the sense it started very organically, like you guys said. But when you guys understood, hey, listen, we're really dope at doing parties, people want to come out, where did you guys get this vibe where it's like, because there's a certain touch and look to a Wailing Brothers event. It looks a certain way. It feels a certain way. It's organized and run a certain way. Where, you know, I know, don't give out the trade secrets, but where did that high level of productivity come from for the Wailing Brothers and their events?
Well, you know, I think first of all, I think it's the chemistry between the group, right? We all have the same vision. We all have the same energy. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I'm blessed. Yeah, beautiful, so, yeah.
I'm not used to interviews, right? so, first of all, we a bunch of guys that know each other for quite some time, 25 years over. We have the same vibe, same chemistry, same vision. So I think that's very important to highlight. And we always, everybody wants to throw upscale events and we're going to call a spade a spade. One of the pioneers in those was Warner in Toronto.
Yeah.
He's been doing like sharp, high quality events.
Yeah.
We sort of draw inspiration to that, and the rest was history. And we just kept the same motto, kept the same vibes, and the same energy for the last 25 years.
Okay, so for the people that don't know, let's know who are the members in the Wailing Group, because there's no pictures of you guys. You guys are like this shadow company that does events. I'm about to call Tom Cruise. We go figure out what's going on with the Wailing Brothers. But for those out here, there's Rick Gaston, there's Larry, and who else is in the Wailing Brothers?
Well, there's Billy.
Billy.
Billy Wallen, Rick's brother, Sasha. And there's Nicola as well. And there's other people that's with us, but the main characters are the one that I just mentioned. There's also Donnie.
It's good to know that, the pioneers of the Wailing, got to shout out Billy, my man Charles Wailing, and Larry. Me and my brother joined a little bit later on, but... fun fact is that the first show that they did, I'll Make You Famous, in 96, I was one of the act. I was a B-boy back in the day.
So, you went from being an actor, now you're on, and it's full circle, you're on the team now. Exactly. Okay, let's get down to the production. July 17th, you guys doing Sunset Vibes.
Yes.
Crazy lineup. Who Kid, Puffy, Oso City. How do you guys, when you guys know you guys are going to do a really, all your events are dope, when you guys know you guys are going to do an event, how do you guys choose the talent? Who's fighting? Does Larry make all the decisions? Larry saying, hey, listen, yo, we're going to bring up these guys. Is it Billy saying, hey, you know what? We need this guy. How do you guys know which talent to bring up to the city?
Well, first, to bring a talent, what we do is we look at the social media.
Right.
And from there, we try to see how many people that we have in common with that person. How many people are following that artist? Could be a new artist, could be an old school.
Yeah.
And in that group, we're trying to narrow down how many people from Montreal or Quebec. And then when we see the person has, for example, 1,000 followers, and there's 900 people from Quebec, well, listen, a lot of people love this person. So we try to reach out to a few people around us. And we'd be like, listen, we're going to give you three different artists. Let us know which one you would rather have in Montreal. And then, it's like some type of voting to see
what market our research.
People think. Exactly. Yeah, and from there, the names that comes out more, we'd be like, listen, let's try to do an offer to that person or to that artist. And that's how it goes. And then after that, it's... let's set something, let's get a date, let's get a venue, and let's do it.
Okay, so this question's for Rick. How do you guys kind of deal with the politics of events? Event planning comes with a lot of ups and downs, politics with the venue, politics with the DJs. You guys are bringing down a lot of acts from out of town. How do you guys kind of navigate dealing with the obstacles of doing events of this magnitude?
Well, actually, Larry was supposed to take that question, but it's basically, I think it's work ethic, man. You only have one word, man. We roll with we hire you, we pay you, we make sure that to honor our contracts, to honor our part of the agreement as well. We always make sure to have longevity. It's about respect.
Yes,
that's it, man. There's no secret recipe. As long as you do what you have to do, you back up, you know, you back up what you're saying, everything's going to be all good. So, and like you see, we're not with all the politics. We're in the shadow. You guys are in the shadow.
And that's what tells me that you guys are really in it for the right reasons. You guys are really about the culture. You guys are market researching with the people. You're bringing the people what they want, and you're doing a classy event. No fest, no muss. I want to ask you, Larry, what do you feel is your responsibility as a black entrepreneur towards the community? Because what you guys are black entrepreneurs, you guys are bringing together a lot of different various aspects of business together. What do you think that you guys are responsibility towards the community lies?
Well, I personally think that it's a big job. Like, it's not anything easy. Like, some people, they might think that, oh, being a promoter is it's easy money. It's an easy job. It's basically, I could tell you, like, for one production of an event, it might require like at least 70 hours of hard work in a week. And on top of that, you have your daily routine at home, work. So, like, what I'm trying to say is,
that's like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But to get back to your question, in terms of for the community, I think that, you know, through those events, we create opportunities for people, partnerships within the community, right? It's not an easy job, like Larry was saying. You know, even to get a venue. For obvious reasons.
Yeah. No, it's okay, Sadito. They know we black. But you guys are getting the venues, which shows you guys are respected in the art and spectacle world. You guys got Beach Club. What? You guys got Beach Club.
Big man Larry, I want to know, Larry, man, you guys have done so much great events. What would be your favorite, like, what would be the ultimate event for you to put together?
I would go with a group called Drew Hill.
Enter the Dragon. Okay. Before you go further, would you make Cisco do the thong song before or at the end of the show?
Maybe at the end of the show.